Station.
I see my name in shiny lights, yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
Hey, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week, and I mean a jam-packed week of content and information. You will not want to miss the live show. You can call into the beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And be sure to check out our sponsors at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can give them a call, 630-930-928-0510. And visit their website, TandemHR.com. So I'm thrilled to be joined by my first guest, a man who believes he has found the secret to a perfect work-life balance. That's right. I'm thrilled to be joined by Joe Martin. Joe, welcome to the program.
Shalom. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I've been fascinated. I've been reading up on your process, and it's actually the title of your book, called 6 Week Cycles, which is, of course, available on Amazon, and we'll share more information with our listeners. But, Joe, let's start with the man behind the microphone. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a TEDx speaker, author, and customer experience designer from Chicago. Started off as a web designer, built my way to an agency, did products, and in doing that process, just kind of continued to look internally at my team to figure out what worked best for us and in life, which led me to write the book.
Well, you're a busy guy, and I know that you, as you just mentioned, you're an author of a book. You speak regularly, including TEDx, as you said, and you regularly give speeches, presentations, it sounds like, around the world about work-life balance, and that's something that I know all of our listeners need to learn a thing or two about. So I don't want to squeeze you for all the information that's in the book, because we want to make sure that people have something left to discover. But let's talk about some of those highlights that you've discovered, and perhaps more importantly, how you've discovered it. What are some of those most important areas that you think sort of you found improvement in your life?
You know what? I'm okay spoiling the whole book, Shalom, if that's okay.
Well, okay, I'll take it.
The whole thing is just planning. All you need to do is plan for 6 weeks of work, but then actually do the work that you've planned out in those 6 weeks. And when we can get that done, we started to see an increase in productivity. We started to see a better culture and even better communication. Just, it's amazing what happens when everyone knows what they need to work on.
So it's all about planning. It's that simple. It's the one word solution, and it's a P word, and it's all about planning. And so where does that, I believe you refer to it as that 6 week cycle. Where does the 6 week cycle come in, and why is that something that you emphasize so often all over on your website, and really everything that when you search Joe Martin, you're going to see 6 week cycle.
Yeah. A lot of it came down from running the company and trying to look at how we use time, that I'm real big on just time in general, that I think that's the most important resource we have. And anything we do, we should be looking for that. And it was a Friday afternoon around 3 o'clock when one of my employees came to me and said, "Hey Joe, what else do you want me to work on?" And I realized, like, I started scrambling. Do you ever do that, Shalom? Like, you just scramble to try and find something to fill the time.
Absolutely.
Like, I did that. And I realized at that moment there was nothing I was going to give him that was more important than him going home and spending time with his daughter. That my inability to plan was leading to their inability to get stuff done. And so we started looking at more of a results-oriented work environment and seeing how we could do that.
That's fantastic. And I know that you practice what you preach. You are very comfortable. You live a very comfortable life, as you said. Nicely settled down in Chicago, and you utilize that 6 week cycle, and obviously you have that balanced life as well. I'm interested in that personal perspective over here. You talk a little bit in your book and on your website about your father, Michael. Let's talk a little bit about sort of how his story inspired you to develop this 6-week cycle.
Yeah, kind of going the opposite. So my father started his own printing company, and he had a cot at the office. Like he would sleep there. He's 69 years old today and still working 7 days a week. There's not a day that goes by that he doesn't go into the shop to go work on stuff. And I think that a lot of me, when I saw that, I was like, I don't want that. I don't want to have to work all the time. I want to be able to get my stuff done and then go enjoy life. And so I think there's a part of me that's chasing the past version of Joe that wanted to spend a little more time with his dad so his dad didn't have to work so much. And then there's a future version of me that eventually has kids and wants the time to spend with those children.
Absolutely. So, Joe, you travel all over, as we've talked about. You've written the book. Surely you hear from people all over the country, all over the world, that chime in with their feedback. Probably some people are argumentative and they say, no, you have it all wrong. You're not working hard enough. There's something wrong with your approach. Obviously, there will always be naysayers out there, but I'm curious to hear these success stories. Tell us a little bit about some of the people that perhaps in an audience or people that have written to you. Has the 6-week cycle worked well for people?
It has. And there's a company in Chicago I've been working with. They've implemented it at the beginning of this year. And they saw in the first cycle alone that they started running this, that already the team was like, wait a second, you're telling me that if I bust my butt for 6 weeks for you, you're going to let me take 2 weeks of breathing room? And they did it. That it's amazing when you just talk about that idea. I definitely get the argumentative side of it, of people saying this doesn't work for us, but then that's fine. I do not think 6 and 2 is the magical formula. I think it's something that worked for us. But more importantly, just what are companies doing? When do we actually give people time to be involved with their family? Like, so I look through the worker experience of someone who has kids, and oh, that is exhausting. That is so, like, you have to wake up in the morning, take care of your kid, go to work 9 to 5, come back, take care of your kid at night. On the weekend, try and take care of the house, run errands, go see family, take care of the children the whole time. And then I expect these people to come back in Monday morning refreshed and ready to work? No! Where is the break? Where is their chance to relax and to take care of themselves?
It's always fascinating to hear people's stories and perspective. So you talked a little bit about some of your goals, and obviously you have a plan for your productive life. Where do you hope to see yourself in 5 years from now? First of all, will there be another book? Will there be more from Joe Martin that we can expect that we can expect to see?
No second book lined up right now, but I'll let you know how it's going. I'm actually experimenting with 6-week cycles in my relationship. So we're gonna see how that goes. Actually working with my girlfriend and setting goals over those 6 weeks of things we want to do and things we want to get done. So maybe there'll be a personal 6-week cycles version coming out in the future.
Oh, fascinating, fascinating. So believe it or not, we are just about out of time, and I want to make sure that our listeners know how they can get a copy of the book. And I know that your personality of sharing, as you said, that secret sauce is not just limited to our show, but I know on your website you have a lot of great resources. How can people learn more, and how can people get a copy of the book?
Oh, real easy. All they have to do is say hi to me. They can visit hijoemartin.com, and they'll find everything they need.
Oh, well, that's very friendly of you. Hijoemartin.com. That's where people can get a copy of the book, The 6-Week Cycle. And Joe, really appreciate you coming on the program and sharing, as you said, the secret sauce and sharing all that information. You are a prominent speaker, author, and there is a lot about you that message that you have of a 6-week cycle of being more productive out there. And I encourage all of our listeners to find out more online. Once again, you can see the book at hijoemartin.com. Joe, thanks for joining us on the program.
I appreciate you letting me rant there, Shalom. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And coming up after the break, we'll be chatting with the president of North Shore University Health System, Skokie Hospital. That's right, I have Dave Rahi on the line with me, and he'll be joining me in just a little bit to talk all about North Shore University Health System's community wellness initiatives, community outreach initiatives. Looking forward to that discussion. As mentioned, we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solutions center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And be sure to check out my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can find podcasts from this program, 5 years of shows, lots of great guests, and share it with a friend, share it with a colleague. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. We are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And we will be back in just a moment. Dave Raya will be joining me on the line, as well as a conversation with Scott Holtz, where we will be talking all about websites and how they can be used to power your small business, power your entrepreneurial endeavors. We'll be right back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Chicago, don't touch that dial.
Sean Hannity doesn't understand the support of Democrats.
I'm a little stunned at what the Democratic Party is doing, seemingly siding with Tlaib and Omar in this fight against Israel. Why are congressional Democrats siding with them and virulent anti-Semitism? Why is that?
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5. On AM 560, The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, shalomkline.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also, listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I hear you guys commercial, almost everything that happens with a lot of these people, like your skin and everything, I mean, that's true. And with me, well, I'm 60. I had arthritis in my hands and my elbows from doing carpet stuff. You don't notice it when it first happens, but as time goes, boy, this used to hurt me, and it doesn't hurt anymore. You know what I mean? You don't even think about it. It's just gone. It's just all these little things that disappear.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. To end the summer season, Balance of Nature is offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. This summer special is ending between now and Labor Day, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Chicago.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
It used to be customers could find or discover your business in just a handful of ways. Now, life is digital with so many more options and things you need to do. You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? If not, we've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundchicago.com. Surroundchicago.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. And as promised, I'm thrilled to be joined by Dave Raya, the president of the North Shore University Health System's Skokie Hospital, and my friend. Dave, welcome to the program.
Shalom. Great to be with you. And thank you for your service. Great to have you back home.
It's great to be home. It's great to be home. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And Dave, you are actively involved in the community. You and I are involved in many community activities together, which is exactly as your organization, Skokie Hospital, is sort of sets an example for community engagement. So I'm thrilled to have you on the program to talk a little bit about it. Dave, let's talk a little bit about you first and what led you to your current role at the hospital. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, Shalom. I've been in healthcare now for over 30 years. I actually started working after school in an orthopedic doctor's office. That led me to want to become a physical therapist. And so I went, got my undergrad and master's in physical therapy and practiced as a physical therapist for many years, all in non-for-profit health systems, doing anything from wound care to neurological rehab, amputees, and orthopedics. But I always had this leadership itch, and that led me to go get my MBA. I got my MBA in healthcare management with the healthcare management concentration. I was at Mount Sinai in the Sinai Health System and Schwab Rehabilitation Hospital. And then I got a great opportunity here at North Shore University Health System about 10 years ago as the vice president of North Shore Glenbrook Hospital. Became a senior vice president there, and then really a great honor and privilege to become the president here at North Shore Skokie Hospital in April of 2018. It's been a great ride. Healthcare is kind of is a lifelong passion for me, and frankly, I don't think I know how to do anything else, and so I might as well get good at it.
Well, you are certainly very, very passionate regarding healthcare, and you've, as you said, you've spent your career in a variety of different roles, obviously, certainly being involved, as you said, on the physical therapy side. But now as the president of the hospital, you have the opportunity to engage perhaps a little bit more with community, to be out and about. And in Skokie, Skokie Hospital, my listeners know that how passionate I am about the Skokie community. Skokie Hospital plays a major role as a major employer and as a major provider. And it's really with that role in mind that I wanted to talk to you today. Believe it or not, I can't believe we're in September already, and that's an interesting time of year when people are starting to perhaps change their closets and the stuff that's in there and starting to get ready for the school year and starting to get ready for winter and so on. And that means that there will be perhaps a variety of different activities that people will be engaged with, and perhaps some illnesses and some injuries that go along with it. As much as we'd love to say that will not be the case, we know it will be. So let's talk about some of the community initiatives that are taking place. I know that North Shore, I'm seeing all these signs popping up on the streets, not just in hospitals, but I'm seeing North Shore taking storefronts. What's going in around the community?
Yeah, very, very good observation, Shalom. And being integrated in the community is very important to us. Making sure that the community has convenient access to care when they need it and what they need. So you're seeing in storefronts, North Shore opening up immediate care centers. And this is in response to community and patient demand. Patients, number one, don't want to come to an emergency room if they for just a sore throat or a sprained ankle or a broken bone. And two, they want to make sure they have convenient hours that fits around their work schedule, their family schedule, their life schedule. And this is North Shore's response to how to meet a community need. In the Skokie community, we've opened two immediate care centers, one in Lincoln Village Shopping Center, 6071 North Lincoln Avenue. The second in Skokie Commons, 3304 West Chewy Avenue. These facilities are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on weekends, 8 a.m. To 5 p.m., something Shalom, you and I have had a conversation about, making sure we are in tune to all the needs of all the communities we serve across North Shore. Given the observant Jewish community, we wanted to make sure that our staff were trained and are cognizant of how do we take care of not only from a medical standpoint, but how to also meet spiritual needs of and customs of patients who are observing the Sabbath. And our staff have gone through training and competencies to be cognizant and sensitive.
Absolutely. And I know that your team certainly goes way above and beyond to make sure that it is reflective in servicing truly the community needs. In fact, I believe you have a community advisory committee for each of your hospitals made up of community leaders, which is certainly impressive. And surely it's with that feedback and that input that you can provide those services. But let's talk also about some of the community wellness initiatives. I know I've seen partnerships with the Village of Skokie's health department in the past, trying to fight obesity in the community. What are some of the initiatives that are taking place right now?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Shalom, we do have a community advisory committee at each of our four hospitals, and we complete a regular community health needs assessment, utilizing and getting input from various community stakeholders, clinical and non-clinical, to understand what are the needs out there in the community. What bubbles up year after year from the community health needs assessment, you mentioned obesity, diabetes, making sure especially our youth are eating healthy and staying active, and anything we can do to promote healthy living, being active, getting regular exercise. A couple of our physicians sponsored and started Rethink Your Drink. How do we encourage those in our community to think about sugary beverages, especially our youth, and not cut down the amount of calories and sugar that leads to lifelong illness, instead looking at just good old-fashioned water to hydrate. The second example I would give that seems to always be an opportunity is mental health and behavioral health. And so one of the things that I've always loved about healthcare is a team sport. There really, you can't do anything as a sole organization or a sole individual. It really is a collection of disciplines, doctors, nurses, therapists, technicians, but it's also bringing in other organizations to partner with them, and how do you deliver on the same mission. So we have many partnerships in the Skokie community and across the North Shore service area in mental health. I think about Turning Point and the great work that that team does there, now with the Heartland federally qualified health center right there on Skokie Boulevard. We've had great partnership with Erie Family Health. As a matter of fact, they are now training our family medicine residents, and our residents will be learning from that facility, and we have a great partnership there, and that is everything from mental health to physical health to dental health. And so finding ways how to partner with members of our community, with other great organizations in the community that have a like-minded mission, that individually we can do good, but if we come together, we can do even greater. And that's something that I think we're going to continue to look for opportunities, because it just makes the communities that we all serve healthier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And from that, on that note, talking obviously about the areas that North Shore is taking a step to try to, as you said, fight diabetes, fight obesity, and so on, I want to talk about, as I always try to emphasize, how the community can get involved. And I know that there's a blood bank, there's volunteering opportunities. Let's talk about how the community can step up and play a role and perhaps have a good volunteer opportunity. We always talk about giving back on this program.
Yeah, giving back is huge. So going back to how healthcare very much is a team sport, I would encourage anybody in the community to really ask themselves, what are they passionate about? Specifically, is it mental health? Is it comforting those who are in the hospital, who might need some wayfinding or need some comfort while they're going through an anxious experience? Is it pediatrics? And reach out to us here at Skokie Hospital. We have a very robust volunteer program. We would love more volunteers. We're always looking for more volunteers, and we will match your interests with what our needs are. But look for other organizations across our community. based on what your passion is, call up Turning Point, call up Erie, call up, pick an organization that meets your personal mission and see what you can do to help and contribute. It's going to be gratifying for you, but you're going to make a difference in other people's lives.
That's fantastic. Once again, Dave Raya, the president of North Shore University Health System, Skokie Hospital. Dave, thanks for joining us. I know folks can find out more about volunteering, getting involved at northshore.org. Thank you so much for joining us on this Labor Day weekend. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon.
Don't miss Freedom Summit 2019, coming to the Chicago West and Northwest, Itasca, on Saturday, November 2nd. This year, featuring headline speakers Michelle Malkin, Sean Hannity, Sebastian Gorka, and Laura Logan. Get your tickets today at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com. Sponsored in part by Income Store, Woodland Windows and Doors, Automated Systems Incorporated, Health Insurance Mentors.com, and by the Illinois Family Institute.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Handley. Hurricane Dorian struck the northern Bahamas at a catastrophic Cat 5 storm today, ripping off roofs, overturning cars, and tearing down power lines as hundreds hunkered down. South Carolina's governor has ordered a mandatory evacuation of his state's entire coast as Hurricane Dorian threatens, set to take effect at noon tomorrow.
We know that we cannot make everybody happy, but we believe that we can keep everyone alive.
Governor Henry McMaster's. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis recommends any tourists in the Sunshine State stay put.
I think you probably would be better off to wait and see how this thing shakes out. And so that's just kind of the way the cookie crumbles.
Hobart, Indiana police say there was an individual shot at a Walmart today. Two suspects are in custody. The victim is stable. America's listening to Fox News.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Did you miss the open enrollment this year? I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other carriers. If you're over 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage every month whether you want it or not. In Chicago, the least expensive PPO health insurance plan under the ACA will cost $572 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $7,900 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium to $278 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $294 a month and over $5,000 with my lower deductible. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Hi, it's Amy Jacobson. You know, our listeners helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And now MyPillow is giving back to our listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the Radio Listener Specials box. I love these pillows, and you know you will too. So receive huge discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, my favorite, the Giza sheets, and more. For example, the body pillow that provides the perfect comfort and support for your entire body is regularly $89.99, but with the promo code Amy, it's only $29.99. All products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and get deep discounts on all products, including MyPillows, for only $29.99. You'll get 30% off mattress toppers and deep discounts on Giza cotton sheets. That's MyPillow.com. Click the radio specials box and enter promo code Amy or call 800-489-0201. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Amy.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the program all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my good friend, Scott Holtz, the head honcho at, believe it or not, the company name is the Holtz Group. I wonder, that must be a coincidence. Scott, welcome to the program.
Yeah, small coincidence it is. Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's long overdue to have you on the program. We are going to talk about a bunch of things. As promised earlier in the program, we are going to talk about websites, but also would love to talk about community as well. We'll have plenty of opportunity to do that. But Scott, it is September, and I'm going to talk about this at the very, very end of the program, but that means that according to my calculation, there's approximately 77 productive days until the end of the year. That means that a small business owner that wants to make a big bang before the end of the year has better get cracking.
Right. Right. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to get ready for. And, you know, one of the things that hits kind of in the middle of it all is Small Business Saturday. That's going to be an opportunity for all small businesses to get out there and shine. That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving, where instead of hitting the mall, we urge everybody to go out and frequent and really spend some money at a small business, because it's really small business that keeps the community thriving so on so many different levels. So that's my preach there. But if that, you,
that's
you know,
right.
If
I even wanted to
prepared,
talk business, and I said we'll talk community later, but you couldn't hold back. You wanted to talk community now, which is
is
why I love you,
man. That was the perfect lead-in for that one. That was just the perfect lead-in for that one. But, you know, I own a small business, so – you know, besides the Holtz Group, my wife and I own a yoga studio in downtown Skokie. So everything that I do, from owning a hosting company to designing websites to dealing with social media to helping people with email blasts to, you know, getting your electronic message out, applies to a small business where people would walk in the door, because that's how you want to get people in.
It certainly does. So let's talk websites. I know you have worked with me in a number of projects, and they are shining examples of your incredibly professional work. And all those examples are, of course, on your website, which we'll share with our listeners in a couple of minutes. But let's talk a little bit about your background, your approach, and why, most importantly, why a small business owner that is, just as you said before, small businesses are the backbone of our community. Small business owners are busy. They're focused on trying to service their clients. Why should somebody take the time and the money to build a website if they're just busy servicing customers?
You still need to be able to find those customers. And the electronic billboard of the internet has become what the yellow pages and the business listing directories used to be in the past. And you aren't going to be able to meet everyone. And eventually your LinkedIn network is going to hit a wall where you've met everyone and the possibilities are starting to dwindle. So you've got to be able to reach out and get more of them. To have that strong internet presence, to create that compulsion to speak to you or to buy your product, opens the opportunity up to a much larger possibilities. And small businesses can't just depend on the business that comes in the door anymore. They've got to be able to continue to grow that business.
Absolutely. And a model for a good website is a website that's frequented, regularly. Of course, it does require commitment of updating the information. There's no question that after the website is built, bottom line, people need to take ownership over it. But Scott, you've been involved. You talked about Skokie. We just had Dave Rahia, the president of Skokie Hospital, on the program. We certainly are very Skokie-centric on this program. Yeah. But you built a beautiful website for downtown Skokie. And you are very, very proud of the podcasts that you've hosted and continue to host, featuring folks that are involved in community. It's called It's
Skokie.
You know,
we just finished episode 41, and episode 42 will be with John Lockerbie. We finally got the assistant village manager the village manager to come on. I still want to give him his old title from years ago. I've known him that long. We finally got him to come on, and we're going to talk about economic development in Skokie. Last week we sat down with two business owners, John and Will Haben, who own, I think, the oldest member of the Skokie Chamber of Commerce. I think that's quite a feat for them. So, you know, what we do with the It's Skokie project, and I do with other clients, is I create digital content to propagate a website that we created, itsskokie.com, to get people in and understand the good things about Skokie. It's really for people outside Skokie to learn about Skokie. But what the podcast has turned in, and incidentally, thank you for being a guest, but what the podcast has turned into is an opportunity for me to share my secret power of how I get all this information. Because typically my friends only like me because I know what's going on. And then once they know what's going on, they move on. I'm kidding about that, but it is kind of common. So if I can share that knowledge, that's what the Skokie project is. And then the Downtown Skokie project really puts the downtownskokie.com project. It puts the website in place for all the merchants in downtown so we can kind of look like a cohesive package, even though we are a bunch of small businesses struggling every day to get customers to come in that door.
Sure.
And pushing hard to keep it up to date. Now, you said something about updating websites that I wanted to just backtrack to before.
Scott,
we're
going to have to squeeze in a very quick break. I got to squeeze in a couple of announcements, but you are a man with many websites yourself, as you said. You've got the It's Skokie podcast. You own a hosting company, a website company. A man of many hats, Scott Holtz. We'll be right back and get down to business. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, shalomklein.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also, listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
Hi, this is Amy Jacobson, and I've got a quick, cost-effective way to protect and grow the value of your home this summer. Call the professionals at CertaPro Painters for interior and exterior painting. they painted the first floor of my home last year, and every time someone walks in, they always say, gosh, your house looks so much bigger. That's because one of their color specialists helped me pick out the perfect color. So boost your curb appeal this summer with a fresh coat of paint while protecting it from the heat, storms, and insects. Be proud to show off your house to your friends and neighbors. Their summer calendar has a few spots available, so secure yours now. Don't put it off. Time to hire CertaPro Painters, your residential and commercial painting experts. You can schedule a free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You could always get on my website, ShalomKlein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from the past 5 years, five plus years of shows with hundreds of fantastic business owners. Lots of great information, including my friend Scott Holtz, who is back on the program. Scott, as we said before we took that very quick break, you're a man of many hats. You talked about the yoga studio in downtown Skokie. You talked about beautiful downtown Skokie and the podcast been hosting and website design services. What we did not touch on yet is the hosting options that you provide as well. Scott, let's talk about that and the story behind Evanston Host.
Well, I stumbled onto this. It was owned by a friend and his family, and they owned it for years. And I like to do business locally, so I found Evanston Host, which is one suburb over from Skokie. And I ended up doing a lot of business with them. And then when they were ready to retire, I got a message saying, we're shutting it down. You need to move everybody's websites. And that would have been a monumental undertaking. And in my eyes, not billable hours for a client. So it was a decision that I made to purchase the company. And over the period of the first year, we really spent time making sure the hardware was right and making sure that the software was right and that everything was in the right place at the right time. And knock wood for me, everyone, but we've really had some very reliable service. The beauty of hosting with Evanston Host, which is part of the Holtz Group, is I'm a website designer and developer also. So if something happens to your website, we're small enough that it's me that answers the phone. We can usually help you. And we're being a royal we in that case, we can usually help you very quickly get your website or your email back up and running again. We do not have trouble tickets. It's an instantaneous fix if you can when we're on the phone. The beauty is because it's so small, if I haven't if I haven't heard the problem pop up from anybody else, you're either my first red flag or it's something very simply tied to your account. So we can find it pretty quickly and move forward. So there's a lot of benefits to that that I have found as a website developer. Especially as a developer, I can host your website in place. And when you're ready to go live, we just pull that coming soon page off and there it is. And the beauty of it is your email can be up and running and all of that while we're building the website.
And I could vouch for that, having worked with you, Scott, on many projects, including a website that we partnered on for a client that just went live this past week. And all the examples, of course, as mentioned, can be found on your website, which we'll share in just a moment. So with Evanston Host, you are a full-service shop. That means that you can do everything in providing high-quality web hosting,
yes,
website design, development, and as you just talked about, Scott, the best support around, and the best support around provided by a local small business owner, which you've certainly emphasized quite a bit. So, Scott, you're certainly very passionate about community when you're not responding to emails and you know, troubleshooting a client's problem or being proactive on a client's needs. People can find you out and about beautiful downtown Skokie or walking down the lake in Rogers Park. You're a man about town and you're all about solving people's problems. You talked about Small Business Saturday earlier. Let's go back to that for a moment. Why are you so passionate about community?
I grew up in a small town. My grandfather had a shoe store. I saw how his business helped the businesses around him. I saw how everybody could pull together, but still, you know, it was important to run your own business, but there was a way to help your others. And I look at everybody around me as neighbors, just like residential neighbors. You're in it. You're in it for each other in this case. And when it comes to Small Business Saturday in downtown Skokie, there really isn't a draw. So the first year we were there, we turned the yoga studio into a pop-up gift shop and invited 10 local arts and crafts and food vendors into the studio for just a 4 or 5 hour period. And we did a pop-up gift shop, something that downtown Skokie had never seen. Last year, we did pop-up gift shops in, I think, 6 storefronts. This year, we're still hammering out the plans, but it really helps bring attention to downtown Skokie and get people in. You know, the one that we do before that is the Halloween event. And I can honestly say we were the first community on the North Shore, North Side, who bought bags of candy for every store and every business on downtown Skokie that wanted to participate, regardless if you were a member or not. Warned you needed to buy a couple of more bags. And then on the Saturday before Halloween, pulled the handle back and over 600 kids came through downtown Skokie. And every one of the parents said, I didn't even know this was here. So it was a really wonderful way to get outreach for a very small investment of a couple bags of candy.
And we've talked on this program. I've had so many different guests on from all of the local communities that those of you listening call home. And the reality is that small businesses are your convenience stores. That means that, yes, is it easy to order something online on Amazon or one of the other websites? Absolutely. But when you think that you have a craving for X, and perhaps you're part of one of the many diverse communities that call a neighborhood like Skokie home, and you want that immediately, right now, you want to walk outside and you want to go there, the only way to ensure that it will be there is by supporting it. And that's why you need to visit on Small Business Saturday, that day, right around that Black Friday and Giving Tuesday and Cyber Monday. That's the day that you need to get out there, and there needs to be a strong show of support for
every
the local
town,
small businesses.
Every town.
Absolutely.
Every
so,
town.
Scott, I want to make sure our listeners can find you online. What's your website where people can find you?
So you can find links to everything through the Holtz Group website. So it's Holtz, G-R-P, H-O-L-T-Z, G-R-P.com.
I appreciate that. Holtz, G-R-P.com. Scott, thanks so much for joining me on the program, and thanks for all that you do in the community. We'll be sure to have you back on to talk more, perhaps before Small Business Saturday.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to, and any time. You know what? How I end every conversation. Anytime I can do anything for you, just let me know.
Appreciate it, Scott. I know you mean it. HoltzGRP.com. We're going to be back talking about those 77 days remaining.
I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other carriers. If you're over 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage every month whether you want it or not. In Chicago, the least expensive PPO health insurance plan under the ACA will cost $572 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $7,900 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium to $278 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $294 a month and over $5,000 with my lower deductible. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My skin's a little better and a little more energy. It's all around. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, I'm very skeptical about things. And when I do get something, it better be good or else I won't get it. So if I'm sticking with you this long, that means it's working.
I've had a couple of times where I thought I was going to get a cold or the flu or something. And then a day or two later, I'm fine. I never really got sick the whole time that I've been taking Balance of Nature. So it's keeping me healthy. So I'm just going to continue it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. To end the summer season, Balance of Nature is offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. This summer special is ending between now and Labor Day, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Well, welcome back. We've talked with some fantastic people. Joe Martin, who talked about the six-week cycle. We've talked with Dave Raya from North Shore University Health System and just chatted with Scott Holtz of the Holtz Group. We certainly talked all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and I hope you found the conversation helpful. Well, welcome to September. While it does have that fresh start feeling, it's important to recognize that for most of us, depending on your work week, and upcoming vacation days, there are approximately 77 days until the year end. While January has that I have a whole year feeling, September is crunch time. And that means you want to make the most of it and create a plan that you can execute to reach your financial goals. Your plan doesn't have to be complicated, and it doesn't have to involve hours of your time. So obviously, you have to know how many sales must be completed in order to reach your revenue goal. And there's a lot of good resources out there to number crunch all of your goals and make sure that you're setting things up for success. But once you know how many sales you need to close and how many prospects you'll need to speak with, it's time to sit down and be 100% honest with yourself. You can do this quietly on your own or ask a trusted colleague or coach to join you. Their support and insights can help you keep it real. So here's the questions you want to answer to maximize the next 77 days. Is my financial goal still achievable? If it is, congratulations. If it's not, it's time to beat yourself up and get stuck in guilt, regret, or anger. I'm just kidding. It's not that time. Goals created in the optimism of January can be unrealistic and may be impacted by unanticipated business or personal challenges. We can all relate. In order to maximize the time that's left, change your goal. Congratulate yourself for being honest and stay energized. So what are the exact steps necessary to reach that goal? There's a lot of information out there about not creating a lengthy to-do list. Fair enough. But without a master list of what needs to be done in the next 77 days, you won't make it happen. Use whatever works, a spreadsheet, a notebook, a Word document. Don't limit the list. You can revise it as you move forward. What are the deadlines? Well, you have 77 days. You can't leave everything until the last minute. If part of reaching your financial goal is speaking with your prospects, and on average, a prospect becomes a client in 40 days, you need to load your first 40 days with tons of prospecting. Map this out on a whiteboard, calendar, large piece of paper, showing the activities that needs to happen each month and week. And are your deadlines realistic? Answering this question is difficult, and having a trusted colleague or coach provide feedback is ideal. Your map of deadlines needs to include some flexible time for projects that take longer than planned, for snow days, for relaxation, for the unexpected. And do you need help? For some, this is a very difficult question to answer. Perhaps you like to control everything, or you worry about spending money on additional contractors or consultants or staff. Or maybe you think it's a sign of failure to tell your manager you need help. Get over it. Great team players let their managers know when help is needed, and successful business owners recognize when they can't do it alone. Money spent on support helps you stay strong, energized, and able to reach or exceed your goals. What kind of help do you need? This could be anything at all, from making sales calls or maintaining marketing efforts to housekeeping, meal preparation at home. Again, be honest about how you can best use your skills, time, and energy to reach your goals, then start to delegate the rest. Should you make changes to your existing team? Executive chefs know how to do this quickly. When every restaurant table is full and the person in charge of appetizers can't keep up, a switch is made. Look at your team. Can someone be more effective in a different role? Are you using everyone to their full potential? Answering these questions during the first week of September will indeed set you up for a well-deserved success by December 20th, and reaching your goal will energize you for 2020 and beyond. So I'm curious what you think. Contact me through my website, shalomkline.com. You can tweet me at shalomkline. And I'll be linking to all of our fantastic guests on Get Down to Business through that website. As mentioned, we've been on the air for over 5 years, and that means we have some fantastic guests, interviews, lots of great information. Don't be selfish. Don't hold it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a colleague, a neighbor. And be sure also to check out our sponsors at Tandem HR, Your Solution Center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, or visit their website, tandemhr.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday. We have a great lineup. And you won't want to miss a minute of it. Get Down to Business. We'll be back on Sunday at 6 p.m. Enjoy your Labor Day.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,